From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, this is going to be an amazing show.
So exciting. We have four brilliant contestants. They are backstage right now praying to the fashion gods that they never bring back low-waisted jeans. And they'll be up here to play our nerdy games, and one of them will become our big winner. And our special guest from Queer Eye is Tan France. Yeah. And the experts collectively are known as the Fab Five, a title they had to wrangle away from my mother's book club. Are you a, what's your grooming regime, Jonathan?
Well, it is extensive, I can assure you.
Okay, good, good, good.
I'm, once a day, whether I need it or not, I put on my clothes.
Yeah, good.
I don't have much of a regimen, to be honest. It might surprise you, given how put together I am.
Yeah,
you it just kind of falls into place. I will say I'm a little self-conscious knowing that Tan France is here. I don't know.
Sure.
I put on this jacket. I don't usually wear a jacket, but I feel like...
That's a great jacket. It's got a velvet sheen to it, my friend.
Well, it's made of velvet, Ophira. That's why.
Wow. You even got the real velvet kind. That's
I mean, I think. But you know what? I forgot to shave my neck, so it's all in the toilet. Forget it.
We'll just put a scarf on you.
Yeah, give me a scarf. Yeah, give me a nice silk scarf before he arrives.
Tan France also popularized the French tuck. French tuck. You know what that is, right?
Just the front part tucked in.
Yeah, just the front part of the shirt is tucked in. I call it the mullet of the waist. Tan France is also the only out gay Muslim man on Western television. Yeah. And he lives in Salt Lake City, Utah, where he fits in perfectly and nobody notices him at all. I wish my name was Tan France. I just think that's a cool name. Ophira Eisenberg, too many syllables.
Yeah.
Too laborious. Tan France. It almost sounds like a fake fashionista name, like something that you do, right? Like you combine something your body refuses to do with the country you would like to live in. Like I would be sleep through the night, Sweden. Or say no to the fourth drink, Portugal. Do you have one?
I'd probably be lose 10 pounds, Argentina.
It's fine. We could all be on Fashion Week. All right, let's play some games, everybody. Our first game is about incorrect inspirational quotes. As it turns out, that cute kitten never said, "Hang in there." Let's meet our contestants. First up, Meredith Lark. You host Trivia Nights and also know how to ride a unicycle.
This is true.
Yeah.
I do.
How did you learn how to ride a unicycle?
There's a teacher at my grade school who knew how to, and we signed up for lessons after school, and there was a group of about 20 people. We'd ride around the gym on unicycles.
And did you get good? I guess you got good.
I got okay, yeah. It's come in handy a couple times in my life.
How does that come in handy? Have one wheel and you need to get away? Like, when does that... All right, Meredith, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Randolph Micklejohn. You're an architect. You specialize in historic buildings.
That's right.
So you're doing restoration work of sorts.
Right.
And as you would say, detective work.
Yes.
What is the detective work?
The basic stuff is you got to find out whether the building is cracking, falling down, sinking into the ground, chunks falling off. Sometimes it gets more interesting and you find bat guano, asbestos, human remains. You never know. Those are real.
I'm sure they're real. Bat guano.
A lot of old buildings.
Human
in New York.
Remains. Right. Like I just stuffed that in there. Right. Bat guano. Right. Human remains. Yeah. All right, Randolph, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Meredith and Randolph, whoever has more points after two games, will go on to our final round. So if you've been on Facebook recently, you know that it's mostly Russian bots and boomers sharing inspirational quotes. But as you may suspect, many of those quotes were never actually said by the people they are attributed to.
So we will give you a widely shared quote, and all you have to do is ring in and guess whether or not it's something the person really said.
But be careful, because if you guess incorrectly, your opponent scores the point. Here we go. Nelson Mandela, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Did he say that? Meredith.
No.
That is correct.
Virginia Woolf, you cannot find peace by avoiding life. Is that real? Meredith.
I'm going with yes.
I'm sorry, it is not a...
No!
It's not her. It's actually from the novel The Hours, in which Virginia Woolf is a character.
Mm.
Mm.
Martin Luther King Jr., I mourn the loss of thousands of precious lives, but I will not rejoice in the death of one, not even an enemy. Just answer yes or no. Meredith.
Okay, this is hard. I'm going to say yes, though.
Sorry, that is incorrect. He rejoiced. No.
Yeah.
No, that was actually, oh my God, this sentiment was actually written in 2011 by a Facebook user named Jessica. And I think we all can agree that is such a Jessica move. But she followed it with an actual MLK quote, and then people just decided to move it around.
You know what? It's what he would have wanted. Abraham Lincoln. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. Randolph.
No.
You are correct.
Okay.
We both know that you say that.
I say that all the time.
Is that always at last call?
Yeah. Does seem a little too cutesy for Abraham Lincoln, doesn't it?
All right, this is your last clue. Albert Einstein. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving.
One of us has to do this, right?
You sure do.
Yeah.
Randolph.
No.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The answer is yes. He wrote this in 1930 in a letter to his son. As a unicyclist, how do you feel about that quote?
I love it.
You love it? Yeah. Life is exhausting. All right, great game. Randolph is in the lead.